You know, there's a beautiful prayer that I believe is one of those that we should say every day. You know, there's prayers that we should say every day of our lives. And we probably learned most of these when we were kids. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, things like that. These are prayers that we should say every day, if not multiple times every day. Well, another one of those prayers is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Now, most of us, not all of us, we at least learned it as a child. We might not remember it because we might not have used it in a while. As for myself, unfortunately, I don't pray it as often as I should. But this beautiful prayer, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. That beautiful prayer of openness to the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to come down upon us and to move in our lives, to lead and to guide us. It really is a prayer of openness to where the Spirit wants to lead us. Now, we all received the Holy Spirit at our baptism, whether it is as an infant when our parents brought us forward, or later in life if we made the choice ourselves to be baptized. But we all received the Holy Spirit at that moment, as that water is poured over the person to be baptized head. So as the water was poured over our heads, we received the Holy Spirit. We received the Holy Spirit again later at confirmation, when the bishop came and put this oil, the sacred oil, on our foreheads in the sign of the cross. Again, the Holy Spirit came down and we were sealed by the Holy Spirit at that moment. We received the same Holy Spirit that led the apostles out. That, you know, we see that in the first reading where the apostles received the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit leads them out to go out and proclaim the good news. And they do. They go out and they proclaim that news, and the crowd gathers around and many are converted because of their proclamation of the gospel message, the good news of Christ. Well, this Holy Spirit, which was active at the time of the apostles, is also active today and is active in our lives. We just need to be aware of that activity of the Holy Spirit. You know, every time we pray, the Holy Spirit is active in our lives. In the second reading last night at the vigil, it talks about how the Holy Spirit prays within us with inexpressible groanings, because we don't know how to pray as we should. You know, one of the big complaints people will say, or reasons why they'll say they don't pray, is because, oh, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to pray. Well, none of us really do. You know, yes, we've got the rote prayers that we should use, as I said at the beginning. We can spend time in silence before our Lord. We can tell him what we desire. But ultimately, it comes down to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives that makes our prayers fruitful. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives is prayer. But that's not the only way the Holy Spirit works. There's other ways as well. The Holy Spirit is also active in our lives anytime there's something that draws us to our Lord, draws us closer to him. You know, have you ever just had a moment where you had a desire to pray for someone? Someone came to mind and you just wanted to say a quick, Lord, watch over this person. Lord, you know, maybe you know a reason why you need to pray for them. Maybe you just, they come to mind at a moment. That's the Holy Spirit prompting us to pray for that person, to invoke intercession on our part. The Holy Spirit also works in our lives with a desire to serve others. When we see someone who is in need, we see someone that we can reach out to, that desire to reach out to them is a desire of the Holy Spirit, is the Holy Spirit working in our lives to lead us to serve others as we are called to do. And sometimes we will have moments like that where we will, just someone we meet by the side of the road, someone we meet as we're going through our daily lives, and we just say, oh, this person needs my help. And we offer it to them through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, there are times when we have temptation in our lives. There are times when we have this temptation to sin, and suddenly there's a desire to avoid that temptation, to move away from that temptation. Again, that's the Holy Spirit prompting us, leading us, guiding us away from sin, leading us away from that which keeps us from Christ, and keeping us on the path towards him. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't just work in us as individuals. It also works in the church as a whole. The reason why we have the Catholic Church is the work of the Holy Spirit in teaching and guiding us in following our Lord. That is why we have the teachings and the ministry of the church, because it all points to our Lord, to seek Him, to seek His will. In fact, the very unity that we have in the church, you know, St. Paul uses this image about being baptized into one body. Well, this unity of the body of Christ, the church, is through the Holy Spirit. Where the Holy Spirit is at work, there is unity. Where sin is at work, there is division. It splits us. It divides us. Sin is division. And it makes sense because sin is a turning inward. Sin is a focus on what I want, what I desire, my way, my will, what I think. It's human pride. It's looking at us. It's putting ourselves as the authority instead of Christ as the authority. It's a turning away from Him. So because we're focused on us, it causes that division. It causes that split. But when we focus on the Holy Spirit, we focus on God's work in the church, it unites us. It brings us together as that body of Christ. We see this unity and this work of the Holy Spirit in the church the most clearly through the sacraments. When we receive the sacrament of confession, as the priest says those words of absolution, it tells us that he sent the Holy Spirit upon the world. And that when the priest says those words, "I absolve you from your sins," the Holy Spirit comes down upon us and washes away those sins, cleanses those sins, removes them from our lives. We see this, the Holy Spirit at work, especially in the anointing of the sick. When those who are ill, physically have physical illness or undergoing surgery or so on, receives this anointing from the Holy Spirit. We are given that spiritual healing that we need to at that moment draw closer to our Lord. And yes, sometimes that even leads to physical healing through the power of the Holy Spirit. The most clear way that we see the Holy Spirit, however, in the church, in the sacraments, is through the Eucharist itself, is through the Mass, where at that moment where the priest holds his hands over the gifts and invokes the Holy Spirit, asks the Holy Spirit to come down. We call that the epiclesis, the invoking of the Holy Spirit, calling down the Holy Spirit upon the bread and wine, that they become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And it is through the Holy Spirit that those gifts become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. They become the blessed sacrament and the precious blood. So the Holy Spirit is at work. The Holy Spirit is at work just as much today, if not more than it was 2,000 years ago. The question is, are we listening? Are we listening? Are we seeking the Holy Spirit at work in our lives? Are we learning to follow the Spirit? I'd argue we're not. You know, unfortunately, one thing we need to do if we are to truly find the Spirit in our lives is to find silence, to allow for silent prayer before our Lord, silent prayer that will lead us to hear and to know the Spirit in our lives. And as we are doing that, we can pray that the Spirit's work will become more clear in our lives, that we will see and hear and become aware of how the Spirit works in and through us. You know, especially greatest time to invoke the Holy Spirit is after we receive our Lord at the Mass in Holy Communion. You know, to invoke the Spirit, okay, Holy Spirit, come down upon me, fill me with your love. When we do that, we will then be able to discern the work of the Spirit in our lives, to figure out what is the Spirit doing, and to separate that from all the other things that voices and other people in our lives that are leading a different direction. You know, there's so much in our world that is trying to keep us from following the Holy Spirit. You know, we hear the voice of the world, the culture, the media that is putting out one message that is contrary. We have our personal selfish desires and pride that leads us another direction, you know. In the midst of all that, we have the Holy Spirit wanting to lead us. We need to figure that out. We need to seek out what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. Because we are called to live in that Spirit. We are called to seek the Holy Spirit, to allow that Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, to influence our lives so we be drawn closer to our Lord. May we truly be able to pray, as I said in the beginning, come, Holy Spirit.